questions.
Right.
Next item on the agenda is Ernest L. George. Item 14, request to license and locate a pound net in the Rappahannock River, 2 miles west of Windmill Point Light. The proposal is protested by the Windmill Point Condo Association homeowners. Thank you all very much.
Mr. George is here and has applied to license and locate a pound net along the northern shore of the Rappahannock River. Near the mouth of the Rappahannock River, about a half a mile from the north shore of Windmill Point, and about 2 miles west of Windmill Point Light, there were, during the 30-day public comment period, there were originally two comments of protest received by the agency, one of which has since been withdrawn on the basis that the net is located a substantial distance from shore. There is a aerial photograph in your evaluation that shows the location of the net relative to Windmill Point shoreline, and you can see that it is about 3,000 feet from the shore. The one remaining comment in opposition to the net comes from an individual who represents the condominium association that is on the shore at the end of the line here that shows that they are about 4,300 feet from the pound net. The details of their opposition are not clear in the email that they provided to us, other than that they are 100% opposed to the net. I did speak to Mr. Wilson, who sent the email, and he seemed to be concerned about the effect of the net on his recreational fishing. Staff doesn't believe that there's substantial evidence that that would be the case, given the distance that the net is from that shoreline. We cannot find any other evidence that would suggest the net should not be approved. And by evidence, we're talking about facts that affect the list of items that you're to consider in approving the net. It doesn't affect tidal wetlands, submerged aquatic vegetation, water quality, and it doesn't appear to us to affect adjacent or nearby properties. With that in mind, we would recommend approval of the new location for Mr. George's net.
Any questions of Mr. Travelstead? Mr. George here. Mr. George, come forward, please. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and nothing but God. State your name for the record.
Ernest L. George.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to Mr. Travelstead's testimony?
No more than I have taken two pictures from where the net's going to be located.
Okay, thank you.
From my boat.
We'll have to hold on to these for 33 days unless you want them back. Thank you.
I have given up one net to these people, and I don't think I should be banned from this one.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. George? Thank you, Mr. George. Is anyone here in opposition to Mr. George's application? Matters before the commission for action and discussion.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion granted. Thank you, Mr. George. Next item on the agenda, Dirk Sanford.